Good morning and Merry Christmas and Happy Feast of the Holy Family. This is Barbara, Nebraska. We are in our little cabin in North Carolina, checking out the snowstorm we got yesterday, and it's still snowing today. It's very pretty out here. I'm checking out the pond, the little lake. There's our little duck friend, and he has just a little bit of water to swim around. Let's see if he'll quack for us. Here, ducky, ducky. I don't think so. Anyway, he is enjoying the 19 degree weather. And, oh my goodness, it's beautiful. I will take some pictures and post that after this audio boo. Anyway, we had a really nice Christmas yesterday. We woke up the boys about 9 o'clock. Grandma Toots made some granola banana nut muffins, which were really good. And we opened up presents first. First, we started with our blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he shine his face upon you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Which is really sweet, considering our boys are getting up there in age, 21, 20, and 18, that they fold their hands and allow us to bless them for the coming year. And they opened their presents, their three presents, just like the three kings, not gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But they got an electric toothbrush. And then, let's see, dear son number one got a book on Henry Clay, a biography. Dear son number two got a tool kit and a toolbox. Toolbox with all the basic tools. Dear son number three got inflatable insects. Big, huge, gigantic insects. Then for their third gift, they got cash from us. They also got cash from Grandma Toots and the other grandma and their Aunt Chris and Uncle Kevin. So they're loaded in the cash. Looks like the guy across the lake is digging himself out. He's got a little snowplow on his tractor. Then, we gave Duncan his present, two big, huge bags of coffee, Pears coffee, of course. Grandma Toots got the sweet and spicy Christmas, which was a 4-pack of spices, barbecue spices from Penzi Spice, and honey bottled by the Insect Science Club that DS number 3 is a member of. And then also, dear husband made some CDs for her to add to her collection of CDs. And then Duncan is the consummate shopper. He's very good at shopping. And he hits all these thrift stores and finds these items that are like brand new. I got a huge stack of sweaters and turtlenecks. And the boys got sweaters and polos, and so did DH, and he also got a big, nice coat from him, too. Then we had our breakfast, and we went to church, and it just started snowing really lightly when we went to church. And it takes about 20 minutes to get into town, to the little cabin, from the little cabin into town. And it's a little mission church, St. Francis of Rome. And the priest says Mass in Jefferson, North Carolina, first thing in the morning. And then he drives over to Sparta for Mass. And he was a very enthusiastic preacher. We only had 30 people in the crowd, though. I think a lot of people go to the Mass before, you know, midnight Mass or, you know, evening Mass. And then he also said that there was at 9 a.m. there was a Mass for the Hispanic people, and they got a priest who speaks Spanish to come down and say Mass for them. And took a picture of the altar, very pretty. And also they had baby Jesus up in the altar too. And this is the Hispanic tradition. They put pieces of candy around baby Jesus. Last year I took a picture of that and There's a lot of dum-dum pops around baby Jesus, which looks kind of funny, but very colorful. And I asked Father afterwards, and he says, well, baby Jesus is a baby. He likes candy, so that's why they probably do it. Anyway, we got back. Our turkey was in the oven. DH bought a 22-pound turkey, brought that from home. And Grandma Toots wanted to brine it, so it had been brined. And it took forever to cook it. It's supposed to take 5 hours. It took six. And it might have even had stood another half hour. It tasted good, but it wasn't, I don't know, a little underdone maybe. And dear husband had a really hard time getting all the meat off for sandwiches. But she also got the carcass so she could make turkey soup out of it later. We froze that up for her. So we didn't eat till, oh, like 5:30. So that was kind of a bummer. And I made the stuffing and I made the gravy. And dear husband grilled orange glazed carrots outside, and that was good. So today we're going to see what to do. I guess at 9:30 we can call the office, the parish office, and see if Father is able to come. I don't know. We got maybe about 4 inches of snow. And the way the cabin is set up, you have to back out to get out of the parking area. And if we don't back out right, we can land in the lake. So I don't know. We'll have to see about that. We're going to call first to see if Mass is on or not. So, but I do have my Magnificat so I can read the readings and the prayers. It'd be kind of a bummer if we weren't able to go because we love to nudge each other at the during the readings for the Holy Family. You know, children obey your parents. So today I'm going to do more reading. I finished reading Buzz, A Year of Paying Attention. And in the prologue, she mentioned how she wished she had known about 504 plans, which thank goodness, because when she was writing it, she had no idea about them. And so now she's able to use them. And then I'm reading The Book Whisperer, recommended by McTeach. And so far, so good. I think one thing I might do is my students have to read so many books or so many pages, depending on which one they choose. And I think I might do that too, follow that along with them. And I'll have my mom sign it because they have to do that. So I'll have them run to my mom's house and have her sign it too. And then I'll show the kids that I'm reading too. And then I'm also working on Unbroken, the story of the World War II, the bombardier gentleman. And then the boys got me for Christmas, The Jesuits. And so that's a big, huge book, 500 pages. Whew. But reading a little of that. And, well, that's another funny thing. Dear son number two is an English major. He's the only one who did not get a book for Christmas. And I think that's about it. I think, yeah. So everybody have a good day. And we'll see you later.